This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Republicans who control the state legislature released their plans last week for the next set of political district lines in Wisconsin. The redistricting process, which happens every 10 years, sets the state's political boundaries for a decade. Democrats have decried the state's current maps as a partisan gerrymander that gives Republicans too much control, and they're already pushing back on the new map proposal as well. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White joins us for an update on where the current redistricting process stands and what's next. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, how is redistricting handled in Wisconsin?
So in Wisconsin, redistricting is handled a lot like a regular bill that you see go through the legislative process. So it's introduced, it has committee hearings, it goes to the floor in each chamber, it's voted on, and then it gets sent to the governor to sign. So we're different from quite a few other states that have nonpartisan commissions or other sort of bodies that draft the maps and send them through the process. Here, it's the legislature and the executive branch that kind of work together to make maps happen.
So what can you tell us about the proposed maps that were released by the GOP-controlled legislature last week?
These maps look very similar to the maps that we currently have in place, which Republicans drafted and signed into law in 2011. And those maps have been very controversial. They actually went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in a case about partisan gerrymandering.
Oh, wow.
Democrats in the state, yeah, and others have really argued that these maps are unfair, that give Republicans an unfair advantage. And so this new set of maps is very similar to that, and they're raising similar concerns.
When is the legislature then expected to vote on the maps?
The process is moving pretty quickly now. We got the census data. There was a drafting process, and we're expecting actually some votes on this Republican proposal within the next few weeks. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said that the Assembly and the Senate both are expected to vote before November 11th.
And then after that, they go to the governor, right? What is Governor Evers expected to do?
So they are expected to go to the governor shortly after that, just like a regular bill. And Governor Evers has been pretty open with the fact that he's not pleased with these Republican maps. He's pushed back from the beginning. He wanted lawmakers to follow a different process. He wanted them to take up maps created by a commission that he created himself this time around that he said would be more nonpartisan in its drafting of maps. Republicans pushed back on that and said they didn't think it would be nonpartisan because it was something the governor created. So Governor Evers is expected to veto these maps, which obviously means the process isn't going to follow what it's typically supposed to look like in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah. I mean, what happens after a veto? I mean, is that even typical?
Right. Right. So when these are vetoed, it's basically going to go to the courts, and the courts are going to decide what Wisconsin's next set of legislative maps look like. And that might sound kind of unique to some folks, but it's actually pretty typical. So when there is split party control in Madison, which we've had several times over the last several decades, the maps end up going to the courts, typically the federal courts. Went to state court back in the 1960s, but they've kind of de facto become part of the process in Wisconsin, the courts, even though they're not officially part of the process.
Right. So what happens next?
Well, we've got the legislative hearing on the maps, kind of that first step after the introduction later this week. And so people will be able to offer public comment on the Republican plan. That's on Thursday. Then after that public hearing, there'll be a vote in committee. Then they'll head to the floor.
All right. Thanks for helping us make sense of all this, State Capitol reporter Laurel White. Thank you also for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.